Well, son?
Mama, you must help me.
In trouble again, eh?
Yes, Mama, I must have some money at once.
I thought so. Where have the last 1,000 francs gone?
Now, Mama, I want the money, not a lecture.
No, you never did want what was good for you, Andre. I was a fool to humor you when you were a baby. I see now that I spoiled
Mama,
you.
Mama, please.
Yes, that's your old trick. Mama, please. And fool that I was, I'd relent and give you your way.
Mama, please stop talking and give me the money.
Money, money. What do you do with it all?
Well, a fellow can't make a hit with the girls unless he spends a little money and shows them a good time.
Well, I'll help you out of trouble this time, Andre.
Mama, I knew I could depend on you.
But this is the last financial aid I'll give you. From now on, you will have to earn your own spending money.
But, Mama, how am I to keep Renee's love if I can't take her out to the smart places and buy her nice presents?
I don't know anything about this, Renee. But let me give you a little advice. Purchased love can bring you nothing but trouble.
Our radio play for this week, Purchased Love, is based on an unusual story which will be found next Sunday in the American Weekly, that most interesting and entertaining magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper.
This is heavenly, Andre. I can't tell you how much I like this place.
I'm glad you're having a good time, Renee.
I am. It was sweet of you to bring me here tonight.
Do you think so, really?
Of course I do. All my life I've been dying to come here, but no one could afford to bring me. And of course I couldn't come here alone.
I hardly believe you've ever lacked escorts, Renee.
I? Oh, heavens, yes. But I'm trying to forget those unfortunate times, so let's not speak of them.
Gladly. Especially when there are so many more important things to talk about. Your charms, for example.
Andre, you say the nicest things.
Renee.
Yes?
How beautiful you are.
Oh, I love to hear you say that.
Do you? I never tire of saying it because it's true. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, Renee.
Oh, Andre, tell me more.
What more can I tell you but that I love you. I adore you.
Say it again.
I love you. I adore you, Renee.
Andre.
For me, you're the woman of all women. Beauty, charm, grace.
Do you really think I have all those qualities?
Oh, and more. How I wish I could compose a poem about you or write a song. A song like this one the orchestra's playing.
It's a lovely melody.
If I could only sing my love for you, I'd follow this melody with the lyrics for you.
Oh, how sweet.
Look. Look, Renee. That boy in the orchestra is standing up to sing. Now pretend as I hold your hand that it is I singing to you. Listen to him.
You're on my mind, sweetheart. Somehow nothing's right when we are far apart. Waking or sleeping, I'm dreaming of you. Wondering if ever you think of me too. Morning, noon, and night, I need you more, sweetheart.
Oh, that was thrilling.
The song, am I holding your hand?
Silly, you know which I mean. Oh, Andre, look at that old gargoyle just coming in.
Huh? Oh, yes, shall we go, Renee?
Go? I was only just gotten here.
Well, you've seen all there is to be seen. What do you say we try some other place?
I say no. I wouldn't leave you there. Andre, that old gargoyle is staring this way through her lorgnette. Of all the nerve, where does she think she is? At the Opera Comique?
Yes, she is rude, isn't she? Renee.
Why, she's sending the head waiter over here.
Yes, I really think it would be a good idea if we left this place and tried some other. Come along, Renee, please.
I'm not going to let any old dowager who ought to be resting in peace in her mausoleum scare me away. I want to hear what that head waiter has to say.
I'll bring you here again, Renee. Let's dash along now.
Excuse me, monsieur. Madame wishes to dance. You will please go to her immediately.
Thank you.
So, that's why you were in such a hurry to leave. You know that old woman.
Yes, Renee. I know her. And I'm afraid I shall have to dance with her. Will you excuse me for a few moments?
Just because an old crow says she wants you to dance with her, you'll dash away and leave me alone.
Renee, you don't understand.
I certainly don't. After all you've just finished saying to me, how much you love me, how much you adore me.
I do, Renee, I do, believe me.
It sounds like it. If you leave me now, you needn't come back.
Renee.
I need.
Renee, please, please listen to me. It isn't as if I wanted to dance with the old lady. I have no choice. I must dance with her.
Must? Why?
Because it's the pay I receive from her that makes it possible for me to bring you to places like this.
You are her gigolo.
How else do you think I could have given you jewels and furs? I'm sorry this has happened, Renee. I didn't dream she'd come here tonight.
Evidently not.
Renee, please, please, you mustn't be angry. It's for you that I turn gigolo.
For me?
My mother has refused to give me any more money, and I have no trade or profession by which I can earn it.
Excuse me, monsieur, but madame is becoming impatient at the delay.
Yes, I can see her tiara is shaking with rage from here. Go to her, André. You mustn't keep your patroness waiting. Garçon, call me a taxi.
At once, mademoiselle.
René, please don't take it like this.
Oh, don't worry about me, André. I can go home by myself. You'd better hurry over there to the old hen.
All right. But someday I'm going to wring the old hen's neck.
Come in. Monsieur le Préfet? Yes, I am the Préfet de Police. Monsieur, I am Georges Vaudrey, member of the firm of Vaudrey Bougier Company. Ah, yes. Won't you be seated? Take this chair. Thank you. So what do I owe the honor of this visit, Monsieur Vaudrey? I wish you to start an investigation for a missing person. Your wife? No, an old friend. Madame Jeanine Bonnet. You see, about 6 weeks ago, I received a note from a Monsieur André Coutois. It said that my old friend Jeanine had undergone an operation and needed several thousand francs to pay the doctor's bill.
You have taken care of bills for Madame Bonnet before?
I have sent her a little check every month and have come up here every carnival season to see her. But I thought it rather queer that a stranger should have written me. So I wrote to Jeanine and asked her if she really needed money and also asked her to reply in her own handwriting.
And you have not heard from her?
That is right. Today, I came up to find out why I had not heard. The concierge at her apartment house informed me that she has been absent for several weeks and that the André Coutois, who wrote to me, had been her gigolo.
Did you talk to him?
No. He too, monsieur, has disappeared. And I suspect that he can explain the absence of my old friend, Jeanine.
You think that this Coutois has done away with her?
Yes, I do.
Have you any evidence?
I got the concierge to open Jeanine's apartment. It had the appearance of a hasty departure. Everything was turned upside down and inside out.
But that doesn't sound like evidence of murder, Monsieur Vaudrey.
I have not finished, monsieur. In a locked bedroom, we found this.
A rope? Knotted in three places?
With dark, brownish spots on it. I would suggest you have them analyzed, monsieur.
You may be sure I shall. Have you any other evidence as to Madame Bonnet's disappearance?
Well, the concierge questioned the woman who lives on the same floor, and she said she saw this André Coutois carrying a heavy trunk from Madame Bonnet's apartment down to a taxi.
Indeed. Well, we'll just pick up André Coutois and ask him a few questions.
Located the gigolo Coutois, Monsieur Le Préfet?
Here? Yes, Monsieur Le Préfet. He's a patient in this hospital. The result of a duel. I have a guard watching him day and night.
What does he say about the disappearance of Madame Bonnet?
The obvious thing? He denies any knowledge of it.
But that trunk he was seen carrying to a taxi.
He denies carrying it, but admits he bought a trunk for her. The last he saw of the old lady, so he claims, is when he put her on the train for Brussels 6 weeks ago. He says he's worried because he hasn't heard from her himself.
He denies knowing her whereabouts?
Most emphatically. He asks, to quote his own words, why should he do away with the goose who was laying the golden eggs for him?
Why, indeed.
But we have located his young sweetheart, the girl on whom he's been lavishing the money he got from Madame Bonnet.
Ah.
Mademoiselle Renée is in the next room. Come along while I question her.
Certainly, monsieur.
Where have I been brought here?
Mademoiselle, what do you know about the disappearance of a Madame Bonnet?
Oh, so that's it. Well, I know plenty.
Suppose you tell us what you know.
André Coutois was her gigolo. At the same time, he was going with me. Some days he would have a lot of money. Some days, none. It was all according to the mood the old lady was in. He was always quarreling with her about money.
Did he ever make any threatening remarks about her?
Yes. He often told me, someday I'll wring the old hen's neck. And then one day, he arrived at our home.
Here, Renee. How do you like these baubles?
Oh, Andre, they're simply gorgeous. Where'd you get them?
Never mind where I got them. Just be satisfied that I did.
Oh, what's the matter, Andre? You look as though you were ill.
I've just had a quarrel with her.
The old hen?
Yes. And I've done what I said I'd do someday.
Andre, you haven't...
Yes.
Oh, Andre, you'll be arrested.
Oh, no, I won't. Mama will take care of this for me. I always go to her, and she helps me out when I'm in trouble.
So I guess I was right in saying I know plenty about what happened to Madame Bonnet.
Yes, but what do you know about a trunk that your sweetheart Andre bought?
Oh, that. Why, he said he buried it under a fig tree in his mother's garden.
Hey, see, Mademoiselle Renee, thank you.
May I go now?
No, Mademoiselle. We shall have to hold you as a material witness until the last of the trial. Come, Monsieur Verdret.
Very well, Monsieur. Monsieur Le Prefet, that trunk...
Wait. That trunk is being investigated this very moment. I am expecting a call. Meantime, let's see what Courtois has to say about it. In here. Well, Courtois.
Yes, sir.
Your sweetheart, René, tells us that you confessed to the murder of Madame Bonnet when you gave the old lady's jewels to her. What have you to say to yourself?
I'm not surprised to hear it. It's true, I did give René jewels and furs belonging to Madame Bonnet. They were given to me as security on a loan I once made her. Later, when Madame Bonnet repaid this loan and René had to give up the jewels, she was furious and swore she'd be revenged.
But the girl says you confessed to burying a trunk under a fig tree in your mother's garden.
Then might I suggest that you search for this trunk, Monsieur Le Prefet?
You may rest assured, Monsieur, we are doing so. Come, Monsieur Vaudreuil.
Monsieur Le Prefet, which story are we to believe?
That, Monsieur Vaudreuil, is hard to say. Gendarme.
Oui, Monsieur Le Prefet.
Has a call come in for me?
No, Monsieur, not yet.
We have one more angle to work on, Monsieur Vaudreuil.
And that is?
The mother. I had her brought in, too. She's in here. Madame Courtois?
Yes. Why have I been brought here?
Madame, I believe that your son visited you about 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
And buried a trunk under a fig tree in your garden.
No.
Excuse me. Hello? Yes? What have you found? Nothing? Are you sure? Very well. No. Never mind. I'll call you.
They did not find it once?
No.
What did I tell you? Who says there's been any crime?
Your son's sweetheart. Right.
That one. I'm not surprised. I warned André a long time ago that purchase love can bring nothing but trouble.
What happened to Madame Bonnet? Is René's story of André's confession true, or was it prompted by revenge? Has André's mother succeeded in some mysterious way in removing evidence that René claimed was buried under the fig tree? What will be the verdict of the jury when this baffling case comes to trial? Read this amazing story next Sunday in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Then see if you can predict the outcome of this case. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.